a community bank, and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank, we're happy to welcome back in head coach Jennifer Stadler of Chadron State Volleyball. We've done this several times over the years. Coach, it's good to have another fall session with you in studio with volleyball season underway. I know you're excited with the team you've got this year, and you've gotten started with some wins early.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to come down here and meet with you. My voice is a little raspy right now, just excited for the season. It's been a great first couple weeks for our preseason. I think our practices went really well before our tournaments, but it's just excited to see, the hard work from what we did over this past spring season, even to really kind of see that come together.
And we're going to get into that and some of the new players and a bunch of returners you have back. It's an exciting team for CSC volleyball this year, fans. Coach, your Eagles picked up a couple of wins down in Florida this past weekend. You're going to come into conference play at 4-3 after the non-con portion. Give us kind of a report on how things went the last time out in those four matches down in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, the trip just to Florida in itself was just a great experience for our team. Not just like the great competition down there, but also, we got to do a lot of team bonding, and we really are trying to build those authentic relationships both on and off the court. And so I just think those times that we have, or that we had the opportunity for, are just invaluable to our team. And so I thought we played really well. I think that, our first match of the day, I thought we competed really well. I think we probably could have gone to five with that team, five sets to that team, and just missed out late in the fourth set on taking it to five. But it was really great to see how strong we came back the next two matches, because later on that day we played Rollins College, and it was their first home game of the year, and they're a really good team. They have some really heavy hitters, and just to see our confidence from losing that first game of the weekend was just a great thing to see. I mean, whether if we would have won that game or not, just seeing how confident our team was, how aggressive we played from the service line to the attacking line, was just something that we've been preaching this preseason. Mm-hmm. And so just to see it happen was awesome. And then the second day, we started off really strong, played really well. And unfortunately, our last game of the weekend, I felt like we just had no gas. Everything was going right across the net for the other team, and we just could not find that gel. We couldn't get in a rhythm, and they really just from the start had us on our heels. And like I said, I think it was a little bit of a gassed out, I was proud of the team for how we did over the weekend. We played some really tough competition, so I think, overall we had a really great trip.
Yeah, that's a long trip, too, with flight and then all these matches. Your first match was started at, I think, 7 o'clock locally our time.
Yeah.
So a very a tiring trip in a sense, but great experience, you said. And then the team bonding part, too. So great to get everybody together and kind of a unique resonance situation, I guess, for you down there, where you guys got to make some meals together and things like that, as opposed to walking into the breakfast buffet at a hotel.
Yeah. We decided to stay at a couple VRBOs instead of hotel. They were awesome. I mean, just like getting to all be in one place. The houses were not even a block away from each other, so we were able to walk from house to house. did breakfast together, cooked dinners together, you know, just hung out outside of those times that we were playing. And so, yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that you're not going to get when you stay in a hotel. So I think the girls really enjoyed themselves.
Who's the best cook on the team?
Well, actually, I cooked all the meals.
Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of sometimes mama bear them a little bit. So I did. I was the one cooking the breakfast and the dinners. So, but I enjoy to do that. So,
yeah. And I'm sure it turned out great because they got a couple of wins. So they were well nourished and enjoyed it. And some beach time, I'm sure, down there as well in sunny Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. We did get to go to the beach for a little bit. They probably wanted to be there a little bit longer. Just because really where we were located was about 2 hours away from any beach. And so, you know, that's kind of a little bit of a jaunt to get there and then to get back for practice or to do whatever else we wanted to do. So we didn't get to stay at the beach as long as we probably wanted to, but we still got to go there for a little bit, which was, and it was a beautiful morning. The morning that we went, it wasn't very hot. The water was warm, so it was actually really nice. Yeah.
What a great way to start the season following a home tournament as well to kick off the season Labor Day weekend. So very exciting for you, Coach. And now as we'll get into the RMAC schedule in a bit, we'll talk about some of the rigors and the grind that are on the way. But as we kind of introduce this year's team to the fans and who's back, you brought back almost the entire team from last year. There are a lot of really good players and people that fans are going to recognize, plenty of experience and familiarity. How's all that going on this year?
Yeah, it was great to be able to bring back really everybody that we had last year besides our senior class that graduated. It's good to have the same returners come in because they do have that experience. They kind of know what's expected of them. They can kind of help set that standard, that player-led practice or player-led standards throughout, the year. It's been really good. I think that having a lot of them back too is just because we worked really hard in the spring. They did a lot of really good things both on and off the court for our team this spring. And so to have so many of them come back and to really set those standards, set those expectations so that when these new athletes that came in, our freshmen and our transfers, they already knew from day one, what we were trying to accomplish here because we had so many of them that were returning.
The experience and continuity, so important to the success of a season. And so with all those players coming back and the new ones mixing in, we need to learn about some of those new ones. It looks like Callie and Kendall Kirkwood are two new faces on the floor and key contributors right away for you. Tell us all about them.
Yeah, so Kendall actually joined us in January. She's a junior college transfer, and we were fortunate to be able to get her in January, which was, I think, a huge beneficial thing, not just for our program, but also for herself. She is a setter, so being able to get her acclimated into our system, knowing our offensive philosophy and our set plays and all of those type of things, those take a little bit to get to know. So the fact that she was here all of spring, I think that gave her, that edge.
Yeah.
And then her sister joined us this fall. She's a freshman coming in. And Callie's done a really great job stepping into this role. She's got a really great swing. She does some really great things, just knows the game really well. I'm excited to see how far both of them develop here at Chadron.
Have you seen, with siblings on the court, sometimes they can kind of read what each other's going to do. They have experience playing together in high school. Have you seen that with these two, that they sort of can read each other's minds or know where things are going to happen and can make some plays because of their history together and their being siblings?
Yeah, a little bit, but they haven't played together for a couple years. So I think there is, a little bit of them trying to, figure each other out. Callie played setter a little bit in high school, so she's just hitting here. So it's a little bit different role. So like I said, I think a little bit, but I think they are still trying to relearn the things that each other does that maybe they didn't know that person was capable of because maybe that they didn't do that, a couple years back.
Sure. I'm sure. Yeah, it's got to be fun for them to be on the floor together here in college now playing side by side. And like you said, learning a little bit about the differences from what they had played together in the past. As we visit with Jen Stadler, head coach of the CSC volleyball program. Coach, your offense has two RMAC top 15 kills per set players right now. Two terrific attackers, Lexi Hurtado and Mason Fago. Was that the plan all along to have those two be a couple of your go-to offensive people up front? not?
I think both of them have always been two of our top kill leaders, two of our top just offensive weapons in the past few years. Our goal as a coaching staff going into this season was that we knew we had to be more of an offensive threat to the teams across the net than we were last year. I thought last year defensively we did really great things, but we were always at the very bottom of the RMAC conference offensively, both kills per set and offensive hitting percentage. And so when we, you know, look at the end of last year's season, we say, hey, that is a big thing that we need to improve on. So that's kind of something that we focused on a little bit this spring, but that has been a point of emphasis this so far this preseason, is that we've got to find a way to put the ball away. We've got to be a little bit more aggressive in the attack, and we've got to be able to have those athletes like on the court that can put the ball away at a high percentage, not just like keeping the ball in play, but scoring points for us. And so far, Lex and Mason have done a really good job of being ready to go at all times and taking some really big swings in all moments, not just those big moments.
And Lex has been coming off the injury as well. It's sort of hampered her career and her comeback. And so it looks like she's good to go about full steam right now.
Yeah, she, I feel like, is playing close to the best volleyball I've seen her play. You know, she's healthy and she's playing six rotations for us right now, and she's just doing some really great things across the board. But I think the biggest thing is she's playing with a lot of confidence. And you know, we all knew her abilities, but to see her be able to play with that confidence in herself, I think has just really made her game elevate just a little bit more.
That's great. She's now a veteran on this team. She's been here several years and having a great season with you. Coach Stadler, CSE Volleyball, our topic tonight on the Sports Journal. Coach, you've got some solid offense we see. Now, the defense, too, has been really good, and there's been some good blocking for you under your regime here. And two RMAC top 15 blockers, too, Bella Adams and Ayana Fujiyama. They both got 19 blocks already this year. It looks like another newcomer, too, Alondra Hernandez, second in the conference at over five digs a set. Talk about the defense in those three that are really stepping up here early.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably no surprise I'm a big defensive mindsetted coach. Like, obviously, that's kind of where our numbers were really heavy on last year. I'm a big blocking coach. Like, I want the girls to have the mindset at blocking, that they touch or block every ball. And Bell and Fuge, and even Maddie Wright, that's on our team as well, that plays middle, they all have that mindset, and they're all very determined blockers. And so they do a really good job of getting themselves in situations to touch as many balls as possible, but they all are always asking, like, how do I block it? Like, yeah. If they just touch it, then they're wanting to block that next one. So I think a lot of times it has to do with that mindset and wanting to go, you know, be a defensively strong person. And luckily we have three great middles to be able to do that for us, and been able to do that for us for the last couple years. Alondra Hernandez is actually a transfer that came in this fall. She was at a junior college in Wyoming, spent a year at a Division I, and somebody actually recruited out of her junior college. So it's, you know, we're excited to have her come here after her trip to that D1 school. And I think she's just really settling into that role. I think she has still room for improvement, but man, she's owning that role, and I think the fans are going to be really excited to watch her. She gets after it defensively. She's all over the court, diving for everything. You know, so it's nice that we have a good blocking team, but even if we're not there, like, she's getting a lot of big touches in those moments where maybe our block isn't as sound.
Yeah, when I was looking over the latest numbers and totals coming into the show here today and seeing her and brand new, I was excited to ask you about her, and I looked at the stats and started thinking, boy, Ashton Burditt's on the team, and she was one of the best that has mm-hmm. ever dug the volleyball in on defense there. Are those two working together a lot on that position, and defensively it just feels great, like, hey, we got another Ashton back there, maybe?
Yeah, so Ashton actually is our DS libero coach, or back row player coach. So yeah, she's kind of, you know, taken her under her wing a little bit, and she wants Alondra to be successful, and so she's always providing her those tips to put her in those situations to make great defensive plays, providing her tips to be a really great serve receive passer. And so I think that's just a really beneficial beneficial aspect for any of our defensive players, just to have somebody that was a high caliber athlete in the RMAC to now be a coach and on the staff, and to be able to know, like, hey, she did this, and, you know, take that advice from her, because she's already been there and she's already proved that she can do all of those things. So I think they, you know, their ears perk up when she talks, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm excited to see more of Hernandez develop this season. Already a great start at the 5+ digs percent for her. Coach, your team's played a lot of 3-set, 4-set matches. Haven't yet had one go the distance to the 5 sets yet. Do you feel like your team's got that grit, that attitude to be ready for those that we know are going to be coming at some point in the RMAC, some rivalry matches? There'll be some that go 5. Are they ready for those kind of challenges?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, we try to do a really good job in practice of keeping it as competitive as possible. So hopefully that prepares them for those weekends when we are going to have to grind to potentially 5 sets. You know, it is nice to always get that 5 set out in the preseason. But I mean, I feel like the girls are up to the challenge. Like I said, I think they've been competing really well so far, missing out on a few things, maybe some late in some games that we did lose. But I think that they're doing a great job of maybe turning that next set around and really pushing forward.
RMAC opening weekend is finally here. The conference season is always a lot of fun to keep tabs on, very competitive in the league. And you guys have, you speak of challenges, how about the opening weekend? You go to Colorado Mines and MSU Denver, two good programs. How did you get the girls prepared, and how are you finishing up preparation, really, to go into those matches? What do you expect?
Yeah, I told the team yesterday is that, you know, preseason is a great opportunity to learn a lot about your program, no matter if you were the first team in the RMAC last year or the last team in the RMAC last year. And it really just kind of sets the stage of, like, where you need to grow from. And it's not just like the ending of your book, right? So everybody goes into conference play 0-0. And if you can have that mindset going into conference play that, hey, everybody's in the same spot, even if they are 7-0 going into conference play, what matters is now and how we move forward. We're prepared for, you know, to face off Colorado Mines. And then once that game's over, now we look at to face off Metro. And we can't really look ahead. We can't look in the past either. We just got to learn from the past and, you know, hopefully go into those games with kind of that growth mindset, that game at a time mindset, and just staying aggressive throughout our play mindset.
I know you pay most attention, obviously, to our team, but keeping eyes on the league a little bit, and even though conference play hasn't started, do you feel like it's a pretty good league this year, pretty competitive and tough? And it's what are your overall thoughts, I guess, on how you're going to how the league is shaping up for you guys to face?
Yeah, I mean, our conference is always extremely competitive. I think there were some teams that their record right now going into the conference play doesn't show how good they really are, because they did play a significantly harder or tougher preseason.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe those teams that you're looking at that are going into conference play that are like, you know, 1-whatever, they're probably, if you look at it, probably still at the top of the RMAC as far as what they are going to be able to put on the court, like their product. So I think that's too why I emphasize that 0-0 mentality, just because we don't want to go into any game overlooking anybody in our conference. Everybody is very capable. But I do think that there are some teams that are going to surprise some teams in the conference. You know, I've been watching, obviously, other teams play, and I think there's some sleeper teams in our conference this year. And so I think it's definitely going to be more of a battle throughout, instead of just being really heavy, top heavy.
I think a lot of coaches and fans around might see the CSC Eagles as a little bit of a sleeper team at the end of the year, right? Sneaking up on people there. We'd certainly like to see it. I know you do too, as we head into conference play, looking for a spot in the RMAC postseason tournament. Coach Stadler with us, our guest tonight. 4 wins already, hopefully many, many more. Thanks, Coach, for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. Good luck on the road trip in Colorado this week.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
A community bank and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.